Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we're discussing page 19 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, and I'm feeling a little bit put out because I really had to run something down for this page, and it didn't really pay off, and goddammit, you're going to hear about it. So we're in chapter 3, The Wanderer. We're learning rumors of the legendary being known as The Wanderer, right alongside Marcus Smith Kearns as he studies magic and occult lore on his road trip between Denver and Vancouver. Last time we met the young Wanderer, who turns out to have been only 15 as our story begins. So far, all Marcus knows is that he was 15 years old, he was very muscular, weird thing to mention, rumors, you're a freak, and that he was a member of what would become the Musqueam tribe, and that's it. However, fast forward 1 year, quote, "It was in the Wanderer's 16th year that the stranger arrived. Nobody knows where he came from. He spoke a language even the band elders had never heard before. Even though he seemed unable to learn the language of the people, and the people predictably were disinclined to learn his, he managed to ingratiate himself with the Wanderer's band. He achieved this through an eloquent language of gesture and through an almost supernatural ability to sense what people were thinking. I buy that telepathy is helpful for communicating. An eloquent language of gesture seems like a stretch to ingratiate yourself to a community. Imagine that you come into town, start hanging around, people don't recognize you, a bunch of suspicious people walk up to you and sort of start asking you in a language you don't know, hey, what are you doing here? Who are you? What's the gesture you make? And then the gesture after that, and the gesture after that, so that by later in the night, you're all sitting around laughing and drinking, and you're their new best friend. Which gestures would you make in that scenario? I know, it's hard. This is because you are not an elder vampire. If you were an elder vampire, the eloquence of your hand motions would be more than adequate to the task. So anyway, the stranger becomes a friend to this band of people. It says part of this is that he was faster and stronger than everyone else in the band, and they valued that culturally. And in fact, they were so into that, that nobody really sweated the fact that they only ever saw him at night. You know who's especially into it? The Wanderer. Quote, "The young The Wanderer, in fact, found himself obsessed with the mysterious stranger. Even though the youth found something disturbing about the older man, particularly when the stranger's troublingly steady and cold gaze settled on him, he spent many nights following the mysterious figure. To the Wanderer's surprise, the stranger seemed undisturbed by this attention." That can be surprising when you're 16 years old. That's how I got my first girlfriend. When you find one who's undisturbed by your attention, you gotta grab her and never let go. So anyway, the stranger takes very readily to the Wanderer, wandering around him specifically, all kind of moony-eyed about him. And so they kind of become friends even though they can't talk. You know, eloquent gestures, meaningful glances. I remind you, 16 years old. I'm sorry, I wish you could ship this, but you simply can't. So a few months after the stranger came to town, he's out walking around in the woods. The Wanderer is wandering around behind him. The Wanderer loses sight of him, and he's like, shucks, failed my stalking role for tonight. My crush got away. May as well go home, hit the sack, and try again tomorrow. So the Wanderer starts to go home, but then he ran into a grizzly bear. Now he knew the thing you're supposed to do is play dead, but he didn't. He started running. The bear ran up behind him, took him down, tore him all up. The Wanderer is sure he's going to die, but then, quote, that blow never fell. Lying there, unable to move, the Wanderer heard the bear's angry growls take on a new pitch, a tone that he could only describe as puzzled. He opened his eyes. A tall, thin figure stood between him and the bear. It was the stranger, standing like a statue, his cold stare locked with the bear's gaze. The bear fell silent, tilted its head on one side quizzically. Then it lowered itself heavily to all fours again and shambled off into the night. And this is when the Wanderer passes out. So, the stranger saved the Wanderer from the bear. I know it's confusing. There's a stranger and a Wanderer. Don't worry, the stranger is pretty much out of the story after this. And then at this point, the stranger kneels down next to the Wanderer and is like, do you want to live? Or do you want to die from bear wounds? And the Wanderer is like, live, please. And so, the stranger heals them all up, and we'll pick up the Wanderer's story next time. Here's the dumbest thing on this page. The stranger here is a crossover character. The stranger here does appear in another supplement and can be encountered in the Modern Nights in the aforementioned Dark Alliance Vancouver, the Vancouver sourcebook for werewolf and vampire. As Marcus hears in the rumors he collects, the stranger who sired the Wanderer is in fact the Slumbering Giant, an ancient gangrel who we know basically nothing about. I'm going to read to you essentially the entire White Wolf Wiki article for the Slumbering Giant. Marcus doesn't hear even all of this information, but just to give you an idea out of character, what we know about the Slumbering Giant, who is like alluded to here, and you can put together like, oh, it's the Slumbering Giant. Quote, the Slumbering Giant is an epithet for an ancient Gangrel Methuselah that lies in torpor under the Simon Fraser University at Vancouver. Here's his biography. His name is unknown by anyone except Lyle, who guards his master jealously. This vampire has been in North America longer than any other known vampire. And then I'm going to redact a little bit. It's about this adventure. And all it says is that he's the sire of the Wanderer, basically. This ancient creature traveled long ago through what the Garou now called the Pure Lands. The Methuselah has been both friend and foe to the Garou nation. Remember that the Garou are the werewolves. Quote, it has an immense knowledge of their ways and knows how to anticipate their reactions. Indeed, the ancient is privy to many mystical secrets unknown to any living Garou. It may even be possible for the Methuselah to control the Garou through its powerful animalism, much like other vampires control rats or dogs. That is it. That's the Slumbering Giant. They build up this whole thing, this fascinating stranger, and the Wanderer follows him through the woods. And it's like, he can read your mind. He can talk to the bears. He's so strong. He's so fast. Where could he have come from? He's the first vampire in North America. How the fuck did this happen? Why did he take an interest in the Wanderer? And I wanted to know. I wanted to know what's going on here in the backstory. Because there weren't a lot of vampires in the New World at this time. So I looked it up and I found, yeah, this is the Slumbering Giant. And then I went to the Vancouver book to read about the Slumbering Giant. And I got this. He's sleeping under a university. He's guarded by a man named Lyle, for some reason. He's known a lot of werewolves in his undead existence, and he may have the power to control werewolves with animalism. That's it. That is all we know, and it's never brought up again. The dumbest thing in this page is the huge waste of this seemingly, to me, vitally important canon character. The first vampire in North America is a big fucking deal. The sire of a Methuselah as old as the Wanderer? Remember, this is already a powerful vampire when he embraces the Wanderer in like 66 BC. This is an old-ass vampire who is drawn as this figure of mystery, which if you just wanted him to be a figure of mystery, if you just wanted to leave it blank, you could. But instead, it's a weird canon connection. Oh, the stranger, he's the Slumbering Giant, who's some guy sleeping under a university, who has a complicated relationship with werewolves. I strove to find more about the Slumbering Giant. I really wanted to know. It seemed so specific, all of this. Like, these things happening in the Vancouver area, this very ancient vampire sleeping underneath Vancouver, probably, like, psychically facilitating the compact between werewolves and vampires in Vancouver, the connection to this other Methuselah, setting stuff about how vampires got to the New World. Oh, I was sure there must be something else out there. But this is the most infuriating thing for me in my prep process for MDC, which is a rabbit hole that goes like exactly 1 foot underground, and that's it. There was one thing to find. There's another book where this person is called the Slumbering Giant, and he is also asleep, and that's it. Time well spent, Chris Newton, on prep for your daily RPG podcast. Marcus Smith Kearns, on the other hand, is spending his time well. He's learned some important things. Maybe someday after he's done, potentially finding and eating the Wanderer, who knows, we'll see how it goes. Maybe he could go track down the Slumbering Giant and chow down on the Slumbering Giant too. And this lends credence to the rumors, so I think Marcus's mind is kind of turning at this point, like, yeah, I keep hearing about this, okay, this makes sense, the Stranger, the Wanderer, Vancouver, the Musqueam, the crushes of a muscular 15-year-old boy, it's all fitting together. I think this is real, I think there really was a Wanderer, and he wandered kind of in this area, and I bet he's delicious. Well, he probably is, because he is now very old and powerful and experienced, if he exists. Spoilers, he does. However, he was not always so cool. He had some embarrassing vampire hijinks once. Join me next time for one of them, one that may turn out to be far from unique to the Wanderer, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.